another youngster angered me, and I had a large camping knife, and I tried to stab him in the abdomen. And fortunately, he had on a large metal belt buckle under his clothing, and the knife blade struck with such force that it broke, and he fled in terror. But I was more terrified as I recognized that I was trying to kill somebody over nothing. And this was after I had turned my grades around. I was an A student at that time. But I realized at that moment that with a temper like that, my options were three: reform school, jail, or the grave. None of those options appealed to me. So, you know, I just locked myself up in the bathroom and I started praying, and I said, "Lord, I can't deal with this temper." And I picked up my Bible and I started reading from the book of Proverbs. That was the first day that I started doing it, and I've been doing it every day since then, because it had all these verses in it about anger, and it seemed like they were all applicable to me. And while I was there, I had a revelation. And that revelation was that the reason I was always angry is because I was always in the center of the equation. I said, just step out of the center of the equation, and then everything won't be directed at you, and then you won't be angry. And also, you'll be able to look at things from other people's points of view. And also, you know, where I lived, you know, it was sort of like a macho thing. You get angry, you kick down the wall, you punch in the window, you know, and it makes you into a big man. But, you know, I came to understand that when you react like that, it actually is a sign of weakness, because it means that other people and the environment can control you. And I decided that I didn't want to be that easily controlled. And I've never had another problem with temper since that day.